the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio with a very special 8 p.m. edition of the show for a bright and cheery winter night on a Tuesday. I'm your host, Garrett Miller, and tonight we have Hugh Heisel. He's going to be joining us in just a couple of moments to talk about his incredible career on Broadway, his professional career outside of the theater, and so much more. But before I bring Hugh on the line, I want to kind of give you the roadmap like we always do. So if you're tuning in for the first time this week, you kind of know where we've been and where we're going to be going. So if you want to tune in later and follow the show, of course, there is the follow button right there on your computer. You can do that and you'll get an update before each program so you can tune in accordingly or go back and listen on demand. You know, it's always fun to listen to the guests on the show and then they say, I can't believe they said that. Did they really just say that? You can go back on the on-demand and listen and rewind 50 times to hear Hugh say the things that he's going to say tonight. It will be fascinating. Last night we had comedian John Cooperman on the show. We had kind of a contact moment. You know, remember the movie with Jodie Foster where everything kind of went silent for about 5 minutes? I don't know what happened, but we had extreme technical difficulties yesterday, but John was a trooper, carried on, and we had a great rest of the show. So I hope you'll tune in for that. Tomorrow night, we have psychic Rebecca Fisk. She is named one of America's top 50 psychics in 2015, and she'll be here taking your calls. I'm going to give you a little secret because we're not on the Psychic Surfer Network right now. We're on the entertainment platform. If you'd like to call in tomorrow night and have Rebecca answer a question for you, the hotline opens 15 minutes before the show starts. So if you'd like to get your question answered, we get hundreds of calls whenever Rebecca's on. Call in early so we can get to as many of you as we possibly can. So the showtime tomorrow night is 7 p.m. Pacific time, so 6:45, get those fingers dialing, and we'll get as many calls answered as we can. Thursday, we're back with Rated LGBT Radio with my co-host, Mr. Rob Watson. We're going to be joined by actor and activist, Mr. Mike Hennessy, as our VIP special guest star, and that's on Thursday's show. And then Friday, we've got blues band Kelly Zerbis with Kelly's Lot. And one of the things that I love about Kelly, she's been a regular on the show. She comes on about once a year, and this is her once a year time. And we're going to be talking about her album called Plain and Simple, but we're going to be talking about the volunteer work she does both for the hepatitis community and also for the animal rescues around the country and around the world. So Friday, Kelly Zerbis with Kelly's Lot will be our VIP guest star on the Friday Night Dance Party. That's a two-hour edition, of course, and we're also broadcast on the Chat and Spin Radio Network in the UK and Westar Radio in the UK as well. So stay tuned for that. Tonight, however, I am pleased to announce we have Mr. Hugh Heisel. He's a Tony Award-winning Broadway producer, performer, and award-winning marketer specializing in gay target marketing and entertainment marketing. He's done so much that if I actually read just about a third of his professional resume, we'd be here until like tomorrow morning. So instead of me doing that, we'll ask him about it. It's Mr. Hugh Heisel. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here, Hugh. And I always start off with everybody because, you know, I'm sitting here in this nice little cushy 60-degree temperature of Huntington Beach, California. What's the weather like in your part of the world?
Oh, it's freezing. I'm in New York City. And actually, it's much warmer than it was this morning, but this morning, like, with the wind chill, it felt like it was 2. So, you know, yeah, I love my blanket.
You guys had a really nice Christmas. It was, you know, sunshiny. Everybody was out playing basketball.
It was like 80 degrees. It was
very
balmy.
Hey, I always start out, whenever we have somebody who's hooked you up to the show, I want to give my big thanks and shout-outs to Mr. Peter Morgan, who has connected the dots here tonight. But it turns out that as I was making the announcement that you were going to be on the show, I had about a dozen people go, oh, I must have got you connected to Hugh. I should be the one that gets the thanks tonight. So everybody who thought that you actually connected me to Hugh, you didn't. But thank you for thinking that you did, because it was really Peter Morgan who made sure that we were talking tonight. So, Peter, thank you very much.
He's the best.
Peter is the best, you know, and I had a chance to meet him last, I think, March at a premiere for Child of the 70s, which is a very popular web series. And you know, Peter probably cringes when I tell the story now, because I tell it every time I get the chance, because I think he's adorable and very handsome. But when we first met, it was after the premiere was over, and everybody was out in the lobby milling around. And I said, I loved you in the series. And he goes, I wasn't in the series. I thought he was one of the actors in the show. I legitimately did, because he has those movie star looks. So there we go.
He does.
Anyway, well, we could have Peter on and talk about Peter all day long, but the show's about you, Hugh.
So it's not me.
It's all about you, your Tony Award and everything.
Out of the way.
So, yeah, out of the way. Who are you, Hugh? What's your story?
Oh,
where
deep.
Did you grow up? You know, tell us all about your
tree. What kind of tree would I be?
Yeah.
So I am a child of academia. My dad was a professor. My mother had several careers, but she ended up as a bigwig academic counselor and administrator. So I'm kind of grew up in that world. I'm a faculty brat. My dad was teaching at Drake University, and then we went to Ohio University, then Ohio State, then the University of Texas, and he taught art. And after Texas, he said no more colleges with football teams, because they get all the money and the art department didn't get anything. So then we went to a small state college in Rhode Island, which is where I pretty much grew up most of my childhood. And then, of course, I had to get away to go, you know, find myself and study. And so I went to England for a year, and then I ended up in college in North Carolina at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, which is an amazing theater program if anybody's looking. And then finally made my way to New York at age 25, and been here pretty much ever since.
And the rest is history. So were you always interested in doing theater, or was there ever a point in your life where you said, I think I'm going to be a fireman?
As a kid, I wanted to be a chef. I wanted to be a fireman. For a while, I kind of toyed with hotel administration. Because as a child of academic, you get, you know, free tuition wherever your parents are working. And my mom was working at a business college in Rhode Island called Bryant. And of all of the very businessy, majors they had, hotel administration seemed to be the most interesting to me. So I thought, I'm going to own a hotel one day. But that didn't happen. But theater, from the time I was a young kid, had really established itself as my primary passion. And thankfully, my parents said, go for it. And there you go.
Because, you know, I think that's awesome that you have parents that will support you in that. Because, you know, you I have a lot of guests on the show who have done great things in their lives. But, you know, especially when you have parents who are in academia, or maybe they're doctors or lawyers or things like that, where, you know, you're a little bit highbrow saying, guess what, Mom and Dad, I'm going to Broadway. You know, they look at you like you've lost your damn mind. So did they have any resistance to what you wanted to do, or was it just really open arms and, you know, Hugh, honey, go out and do whatever you want?
Well, I think there was a little bit of some very firm trepidation along the road. But, you know, my dad was an artist, and he worked a lot in, at first it was photography, and then he got into sculpture, wood and ceramic, and then moved his way into computer graphics. So he never was the, you know, the tried and true, we're going to do business, which his dad was. So I think they saw that there's a certain passion in me. And also, I was a kid that was very busy, as my mother said. Maybe I was ADHD. I don't know, idea. But my dad set up all these art projects and creative projects all around the house so I could bounce from one to another, which is how I spent
how
all my
smart.
Energy. Yeah. So, I mean, there was an easel, and I had a puppet theater, and I had molding clay, and I had crayons, and then I had building blocks, everything under the sun. There was, like, stuff in every room. And I just bounced. And I kind of found that I'm happiest when my creative spirit is being employed. But I also found out that I have an incredible inner retentive. I can organize. And so organizing myself into a career where I could employ my creativity kind of became like, how am I going to figure this out? How am I going to set the path so I have success and set everything in motion, and then it's all going to play out? So that's kind of and my parents saw that I was like driven to it, and there was no stopping me. So God bless, they allowed it to happen.
And that totally makes sense now reading your resume, because when I, you know, was reading all the things that you're doing from an acting standpoint, from a marketing standpoint, corporate standpoint. I'm like, this man just never sleeps. But now that you know you've laid the framework with your dad giving you all these things, you learned at a very early age how to multitask and be successful at it. So thanks, Dad.
Thank you, Dad. I appreciate that. Yeah. No, it was a real great upbringing in that way, and that I was able to really just keep on playing and discover that, you know, I have this access point to creativity that really makes me happy. And as long as I'm in that world, then it's not work, really. You know, it's just play. That is it.
Go ahead.
No, I was ending my sentence.
Okay. So I want to ask you about your play, The Perfect Crime, but I want to do that in the last half of the show, half of your time with us on the show. So before we do all of that, you've got a couple of other things that you do during the time that you are spending awake during the day and feigning that you don't sleep. You have a corporate gig that you do, and you're also the president of themenevent.com. What can you tell us a little bit about your corporate, gig that you do during the day?
Sure. So I work for a company, I'm sure you know it, your listeners know it. It's called Groupon. Perhaps you've heard of it.
Just a little bit.
It's actually only like 7.5 years old. It's like in second grade, if you think about it. You think it's been around forever, but it's actually quite young. And I am the North American – my official title is I'm the North American vertical lead for arts and theater for Groupon.
Did you come up with that title yourself, you?
No, that's a corporate speak. I have no idea what a vertical lead was before I started with Groupon. So I kind of break it down. I'm the king of Broadway for Groupon. I'm in charge of everything on stage that has a plot. So any Broadway show, off-Broadway show, national tour, regional theater, any dance piece, any opera, and any concert with a violin. That's how I produce. So like symphonies and chamber orchestras, et cetera. So those are all, that's my vertical that I'm in charge of. And I'm a business development person. I'm bringing more business and I'm developing, more ways to work with new theater companies or new opera companies, and also just keep on bringing more opportunities to the users of Groupon.
Okay, so would the easier question be, what don't you work with on Broadway? I mean, and I don't mean that as a flip question, but seriously, is everything you just described sounds exactly like everything you would expect to find on Broadway. What do you not work
with? Exactly. Well, pretty much everything on Broadway is within my vertical.
Okay.
There are other parts, and this is in a division called Groupon Live, which is just an internal name that we have. Like there's Groupon Getaways, Groupon Goods, et cetera. So Groupon Live is all tickets, and it's a joint venture between Ticketmaster, Live Nation, and Groupon. So there are other vertical leads that handle the sports vertical, concerts.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Family entertainment, like circuses and stuff like that, and comedy, like large comedy tours. So there are other people that do what I do in those sections. Then underneath, or around us, is a huge, great, amazing team of amazing sales reps and account executives and account managers that really make everything happen.
Love it. So you're the king of Broadway, then there's the king of Madison Square Garden, and then there's the king of comedy, and there's the king – okay, got it. Now that all makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So that is now so everybody, you need to go see the King of Comedy and get some Groupons for when your trip to New York. I do want to ask you before, because I'm going to so forget. I'm like the dog with the shiny thing. Ooh, there's a shiny thing over here. What would be a perfect?
Wait, we call that here in New York City, because there's so much to choose from. There's so many gay things. We call it GayDD.
Oh, I love that. Can I use that out here?
Yeah, I did it in Bennett. I just stole it from somebody else. So yes, please.
Okay.
To Mark Nelson, who's in LA right now.
Ho Didi or something like that. I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
So GDD.
If I was coming to New York and wanting to plan a fun weekend, knowing what you know about what there is to do, and of course we're going to include coming to see The Perfect Crime, how would you plan a weekend in New York City?
Oh, my goodness. Well, of course you want to fit in one or two shows. Mm-hmm. You probably want to fit in a show every time you can. So you got to find out what the playing schedule is for your favorites. And have some choices, because sometimes, particularly on the weekends, the availability of tickets is not so great. However, the wintertime is a great time to visit New York because there's a lot more availability. When the tourists start springing back, when the weather turns, it's sometimes a little harder to get tickets, particularly on the weekends. But wintertime is a fantastic time, and there's a lot of specials out there, and a lot of great shows have ticket availability if you just plan a little bit ahead of time. Of course, you're not going to get Hamilton for a while. They're selling a year out, and it's an amazing show. It's a fantastic show. But there's a lot of other really fantastic shows on Broadway. So ask your theater friends, particularly in New York, what shows you should see, and then you plan that out. And also make sure you fit in enough cultural activities and just plain touristy stuff that you can enjoy. I really love going to the Empire State Building or Top of the Rock, particularly with guests that are coming, just because the view is just so fantastic. But that's really touristy, but it's amazing, and I love to do it. You also want to fit in some things like the Metropolitan Museum, the Museum of Natural History. You know, you want to hit some of those, although they're each enormous. You probably can't fit in so many in one weekend. But pick your holidays. Find out what big exhibits are going on, and you can do that. You can go to the NYC and Company website, which is NYC Go, which gives you everything that's going on in New York as far as, you know, just what's playing and what's on. And then do your research. And then, you know, if you want to find a special offer, you can go to particular websites that might have some special offers. But everything is worth full price in New York. It's an amazing city. You should come. But there's always some deals to be had if you just do a little hunting.
Okay, so that was going to be my next question. Since, you know, you were saying that there's like an off-season for theater, do people, you know, because when I went to New York, it was, I think, 3 years ago, and didn't have a clue about what was going to be happening. And one of my business meetings got canceled, and I'm texting friends, and they're like, you have to go see Kinky Boots, and then you have to go see Pippin. And, I'd never, ever been to a play before, ever, so I had no idea what to expect. So I just go up, and I walk up like, I'm just out of the country, or, you know, off the hay truck or something like that, and say, well, I'd like to go see a show. And they're like, well, good, we got one ticket left. And it, you know, changed my life. But I didn't have any concept of what the ticket prices would be. Do you get better prices on concert or the theater tickets in the off season than you do during peak, or is it the same all year round?
Well, I mean, there's always the full price ticket, which is, you know, the rack rate. And that is always pretty much going to be constant, although there's some variance, there's some dynamic pricing that's popping up. There's also premium tickets, which have now become a very popular thing, that are sold from the box office. And those are the really ace locations, like the aisles down front, or in the middle down front. That will be a premium price.
I think that's what I got. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that might have been really expensive. You know, the average ticket price for a Broadway musical will range anywhere from, and this is at full price, anywhere from $59 to $150. And then, of course, premium could be $199 to $300, you know, higher.
Yep.
But then there's opportunities to go and seek out a little special offer. Sometimes there's seasonal programs that the whole industry is involved with. Like right now, there's a Broadway Week 2-for-1 deal happening that just went on sale. Some shows are sold out of their allotments for those. And there's places like Groupon you can go and hunt. And there's different shows on our site throughout the year. And then you can maybe find some others as you hunt around. I can't really name them. I don't think I should. But there's some other opportunities to look for some other things if we don't have it on Groupon. But, you know, there's amazing theater happening. Some of the shows are only here for 3.5 months, a limited engagement, particularly the star-driven plays. But then there's amazing musicals that are starting this season and other ones that started last season. Kinky Boots is an amazing show, and everybody should see it. And then there's other musicals that are only around for a short, limited engagement, like the new Deaf West production of Spring Awakening, where half the cast is actually, they're deaf actors, and it's a brilliant production. And the concept really works with the musical, and it's an incredible piece of theater, and it's from the West Coast, so you guys might have seen it over there. But it's a great production. I just found out they're going to be touring the nation, so everyone should go see it.
Everyone
and the boys are adorable.
Well, then, enough of a reason for me to go right there. Okay, you got hotties in the show. Okay, we're going to see it. Well,
yeah,
okay, two things, and I'm going to have you back, Hugh. So I'm going to twist your arm and beg and plead to have you back at another point in time because we've got so much to cover. Let's talk about the men event here. What is
the
men
event? So the men event I created in 2004, and we create and host events that are beyond the usual bar and club nights. Like, we don't necessarily promote the event that here's the go-go night at this bar and here's the drag queen night at this bar and here's the musical Monday night at that bar. Those exist and they don't need our help. We create the events where people can connect and have a great time that are beyond and outside of that world. So some of the things that we do, I mean, our signature event is a monthly networking event where it's a happy hour, 6 to 9. We first started just in Times Square, and I'll tell you the story in a minute, and we've now evolved to be a little bit all over New York. Sometimes we take over a straight place. Sometimes it's in a gay bar. But at this party, it's very chatty. There's no stand-in model. Anybody can approach anybody. And part of the formula is that we have people wear name tags, but there's no name. It's their occupation or what they're studying to be. So it's an entree into a conversation.
I love
that. People will chat with anybody, and nobody's turned away from a conversation because it's about connecting. And we also, I like the next one we're having, we play sometimes networking bingo, where I actually create bingo cards based upon the occupations of people who have RSVP'd. Because I ask what they do when they RSVP. And they're given a free bingo card when they come in, and they have to go collect people to get bingo. And they collect business cards, or if somebody has a business card, they have to come to a bingo table and all authenticate that they actually work by asking a stupid question, something to do with their occupation. And then they could win Broadway tickets or off-Broadway tickets. A lot of shows donate tickets as prizes, but it's a way to get people to connect and reach out. We were asked to start this by the Times Square Alliance, which they're the people who do the ball drop in Times Square.
Okay.
And in 2004, I was having lunch with the president of the Times Square Alliance, who's gay. And we were going over our own history of how we enjoyed the gayness within Times Square when we were, you know, coming up as young gaybies to our young professional lives as we were. And we were, oh, I remember when Club USA was gay on Sunday nights, and that's now been torn down, and that's turning to the W Hotel. And remember, this bar had gay strippers one night, and that bar was the Hustler Bar. That was fun and naughty. And then, the other place, and then there was the art house film places, if you get my meaning. We were kind of realizing that nothing was left. The only thing that was left at the time was the Gaiety Theater, which was above where we were eating, because we were eating in the Howard Johnson's in their last month that they were there in Times Square. Then the building got torn down. It's now the A&E American Eagle clothing store. And we realized that there was no more gay. And so I was already doing gay promotions for my Broadway marketing company because the gays like the theater. I don't know if you know that.
What? So, what? I've never heard that.
Yeah, they do. So I would have to, of course, and what I realized, and very quickly, is that the gays will support something new for 6 months, and then they're moved on to something else.
Yep,
so you
yep.
really have 6 months to get the gay dollar, and you get the gay audience in, and they will talk. But in order to get them in, you have to do 10 times as much as any other demographic because there's GayBD in New York. There's so much to choose from. So he said, you do all these, the Times Square Alliance guy, said, you do all these gay promotions, create something gay for Times Square. We can't have this recipe be without this very important ingredient of the gay. And so I said, okay. So I strategized and thought, and 2 months later we launched with our signature networking event, which turned out to be a huge success. And it's become something that we do every month now. And at the time it was called Cocktails on the Go-Go, because we would go to a different straight place. And then we changed the name to Times Square Social because the New York Times was a media sponsor of ours. And they wanted to have their name in the title. And that kind of is stuck as Times Square Social. That's what we currently call the party. And sometimes we go, you know, we're on the east side with a Times Square Social has moved east this month. But this month we're at the Boxers HK, and there's networking bingo, and we have a spa doing spa experiences, like little mini facials. And it's free, and it doesn't cost a dime. But it's really
I
a great
way to
connect.
I want to move to New York now, Hugh.
Come on, move on. Actually, a lot of people are who move here are recommended by their friends to come to this event to kind of grow their network of friends and business colleagues and just to kind of, you know, find their place. In addition to the networking, we've now also grown into a lot of other events beyond the usual bar club stuff, and that includes speed dating. We do 1 to 2 to 3 speed dating events per month. This month we already did Millionaire Matchmaker. This next week, this week we're doing gay professionals, because I think everybody wants to date somebody who has a job. I think that's pretty much what
Yeah, that is nice.
And then coming up, we have speed dating for Latino lovers and their admirers. In addition to that, we do gay walking tours. We do special art historian-led tours at the Met Museum, such as Gay Secrets at the Met. We do Boys' Night at the Opera. We're the partner with the Metropolitan Opera. We have two more operas coming up in the next 2 months. Boys' Night at the Theater, scavenger hunts. We have a scavenger hunt at MoMA on Friday. And it's just a lot of fun. It's not that expensive. Some of these money events are free. Some of them cost a little bit of money. But we actually, through all of this activity, we have one of the largest gay email lists in the city. And a lot of people, you know, attend these events, and it's a great, I love it. I mean, I don't make a ton of money, but it's enough to make me realize that what I'm doing is appreciated, and I get a lot of people who just really keep on coming, and then a lot of newbies come, and it's a fun time, and I love it. I actually love it. It's not work. I love it. It's fun.
So, on one of your upcoming adventures here on the show, I want to talk more about the men event. Maybe if you have other people that are involved that might want to call in and, chime in on that, that would be really fun. I will tell everybody who's listening to the show tonight, I do have a link for the men event and for the perfect crime. We've got like a few minutes left before Hugh actually has to go, because Hugh's already had a full day, folks. But we're going to talk about the perfect crime. There's a link for the Facebook page on the show page, so you can go and like that and find out more about the men event as well. But let's talk for just a couple of minutes before you have to run about your play, The Perfect Crime. Tell us about The Perfect Crime.
Yes.
And what part do you play?
Okay. Well, The Perfect Crime is a murder mystery whodunit that is actually a Guinness World Record holder, and that is the longest playing play in New York City history. It's been going for 29 years.
Wow.
Which is really kind of amazing. You know, it's
like
the longest running musical.
Appearances or something like
that?
Yeah,
yeah. It's 11,977, I think the sign said tonight. And they change the sign at every performance. And there's a counter on the website. It's actually really good. It's a whodunit and then why done it. Because once you find out kind of who done it, you're not quite sure if that's actually the truth. And my character, I play a psychiatric patient who is a cross-dresser.
and what's your character's name in the play?
It's called – his name is Lionel McCauley.
Okay. So that's what we need to keep our eye out for.
Yeah. And we don't quite know if he had anything to do with this perfect crime. You know, he commits crimes. You find that out pretty quickly. But you don't know if he had anything to do with this crime, which is supposed to be the perfect crime, or is he trying to figure it out? Or is he's actually, you know, throwing you some red herrings so that you begin to think it's somebody else, or there's another reason why it all happened, but it's all wrong. So I have a lot of fun with the audience because I get to be this incredible creep who actually gets a lot of laughs. I'm like the comic relief, but I'm the creep. I'm like Hannibal Lecter, but funny-ish, maybe.
Okay. Ish.
Yeah. Yeah, ish. But it's a ton of fun. And it's been going for 29 years. The same woman has been in it all 29 years, with the exception of four performances that she took off to go to her sister's wedding. But she actually has a Guinness World Record setting for the longest running performance. And she's been called the Cal Ripken of theater. She doesn't quit, and she's amazing.
Now
she produces the show, she runs the theater, she stars in it, and it's like she doesn't stop.
I love so reading a little bit about the plot. I understand that there's a perfect crime answer key that you can also get at the theater in case you need a little bit of help following what's going on.
Yeah, don't read it ahead of time.
There's a page on the
But if you're confused afterward, and we have some people who get it, like there's some really smart detective people who get every single thing. But there's a couple of things they like, why? Oh, and then the answer key will like help them to just like, oh, I heard that. Yes. So it's all there. But sometimes, I mean, some people are excellent detectives and they get everything and they're on it. And then other times you're like, oh, I missed that. That's right. They said that. And there you go. But don't read it ahead of time.
Okay, because I will be the person that will need that at the end of the performance to go back and figure it out. That is a guarantee, Hugh. So okay,
well, we handed it out, and it's also available on the website.
Our time has come to a close. I will keep you all night, but you've been gracious to give us a half hour, so I'm going to honor that and let you go. But before I let you go, can you tell people where you'd like people to find you on social media and communicate and stay in contact with you?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram is my new thing. So I'm all over Instagram. So it's Hugh Hystel, Hystell. And there's pictures from backstage. There's pictures from the Men Event. There's pictures of fun sets from my desk. All sorts of fun stuff. So find me on Instagram. I'm also on the Facebook. And you can also look at the Men Event as opposed to the Main Event. It's themenevent.com. And also find us on the Facebook and on the Twitter and such as that. So that's where you can find me.
And I just followed you on Instagram right as we're talking right now. So that will be a treat to go and take a look at all the pictures.
I just saw the pink. Hello.
Yeah, there you go. Hello. Isn't technology great? You know, it used to be 10 years ago. Orange juice can, speak louder. And, you know, we just shout in the back. Everybody, it's been Hugh Hystel. He's a Broadway star. So much more. We absolutely have to have him back. But go check out the link for the Men Event if you're in New York City. And then, of course, The Perfect Crime is on Facebook. We've got a link there. Go see the show if you're in New York. And if you're going, make sure to find him on Instagram and then, you know, say hello and go do that. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be back after that with news of the weekend. So, everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Right back with more Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM 950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the queen bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
Welcome to our discussion of It Matters Radio. Our guest today is Angus McWilliams.
Hey, laddie, let's get on with this thing. I'm on my way to a birthday party for Nessie.
You're throwing a birthday party for the Loch Ness Monster?
Well, first of all, it's not a monster. And second of all, I'm talking about niece Nessie. She's a wee bit of a lovely lass.
I see. Well, okay. Angus, can you give us your thoughts on It Matters Radio?
Hey, wonderful people. They had me on a while back to talk about my book.
Your what?
My book. I wrote a book about the Adventures in Scotland.
Oh, I see. A book.
That's what I just said. What are you, a duff man?
It Matters Radio focuses on discovering new talent and bringing important indie artists on the air. Monica, Kenneth, and Carrie offer up meaningful conversation on new music, books, and fun topics. It's unlike any other radio program known to man and woman alike.
You can say that again.
Known to man and woman alike.
Just because I said you can say it again doesn't mean you have to say it again.
I'm just doing my best to show everyone that It Matters Radio basically brings variety, fun, and entertainment with a sincere desire to discover new topics and talent.
Why didn't you just say that?
I just did.
Hey, Letty, remind me when I can listen.
It Matters Radio is on every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
You Americans with your different time zones. We only have one time zone in Scotland.
And that would be...
That would be the time to down a pint or two of ale.
It Matters Radio, for the best in conversation, music, books, and entertainment. Join us Thursday evenings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Discover the depth, diversity, meaningfulness, caring, guest-focused, friendly, enjoyable atmosphere of It Matters Radio with Ken, Monica, and Carrie.
That's a mouthful if I have a hard one.
Yes, and I'm going to go brush my teeth now. It Matters Radio.
There we go. I always love hearing from our friends at It Matters Radio. They have been on my show. I've been on their show. And I think the promo says that their show is Thursdays at 6 o'clock Pacific time. They have actually changed their format at the first of the year. They're now on Sundays. I'm going to have to check the time. I think it's around like 2 o'clock in the afternoon because they found that they got a ton more people listening on that Sunday time slot than they did on Thursday evening. So go check out It Matters Radio and tell them Garrett sent you. A couple of other shows I want you to also check out. You know, I'm a firm believer that there's enough shows for everybody to go around, and especially if they're good, we need to support them. And, you know, interesting radio is hard to come by sometimes, but hopefully you'll enjoy these shows as much as I do. DerekAndRomaine.com, my favorite show on SiriusXM, which ceremoniously got dumped for whatever political reasons last summer. They are back on their own channel, on their own network, and they've got a fantastic, it's the same DNR, Derek and Romaine, except, you know, now it's even more uncensored and commercial free for 2 hours every Monday through Friday. Go to DerekAndRomaine.com. You can subscribe to their service. 3 months is $20. When you break it down by the hour, it's like, you know, 33 cents an hour to actually be entertained wildly inappropriately. So check out DerekAndRomaine.com. I also love Completely Uninformed with Jeanette and Pete. Jeanette Barber, 6-time Emmy winner. She's been on this show a couple of times, and she's a great supporter of Rated G Radio. She hosts a weekly, once-a-week podcast that is Jeanette talking about life and all of the interesting things that are going on. I could listen to Jeanette read a phone book and it would brighten my day like no other. But Completely Uninformed with Jeanette and Pete is the show. You can go and find their Facebook page, like it, and once a week, it's usually a Tuesday night or a Wednesday, Jeanette posts the update for the week, and it's about an hour. I love listening to the show on the elliptical because it just makes the time speed by. You know, I can't do my cardio unless I'm distracted, because if I don't have the distraction, I can't do 2 minutes worth of cardio. I just completely lose interest. So I've got my iPad. I'm playing my games. It is possible to still do the elliptical and keep the arm motions going when I'm playing my games. Trust me, I've got a system worked out. But then audibly, I need to be distracted. And so Jeanette and Pete is a great show to listen to for that. Derek and Romani is great, except I have, you know, you have your system on how you do everything and everything is set up. I listen to Derek and Romani while I'm sitting at my computer. I listen to Jeanette while I'm on my elliptical. And then another show that I'm listening to, and I'm trying to figure out how to incorporate this so I can listen as live as much as possible, but of course the shows are also available on demand, are Scott Fullerton's 2 shows that he has. He's on 2 networks. On Monday, he's on the UBN network, Universal Broadcasting Network, and his show Left of Straight airs there. It's an entertainment-based Hollywood type of dish program. And then Tuesday, he has his show Left of Straight right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow the show. And he does a 2-hour chat fest with people. He's a big foodie. He loves Broadway, and he also loves music. So he'll have a variety of different guests on every week. And you can listen to Scott interview some of the top people around the world. So that is always cool. So go support these local programs. Or if you have a program you like to listen outside of Rated G Radio, of course I know you're just married to this show like no other, you know, tell me, because I would like to hear what is going on in those worlds as well. So I had a couple of things take place over the weekend, and then I'm going to play a couple of songs from my album, Blonde Jesus. And I'm going to tell you that I got some news on Friday that just really kind of freaked me out in the best possible way. You know, sometimes the life is of an independent artist, and that's the classification I will put myself in musically. You know, it's sometimes it's a little lonely. It's nice that, you know, you've got, you know, things happening every once in a while, but sometimes the momentum might not necessarily be exactly what you'd hope. So Friday morning, I open up my email, and I've got two emails that were just absolutely shocking to me. Didn't see this coming a mile away, and here they were, and they were from this fantastic group called the Academia, and they do a, well, they do a music awards monthly, you know, and a host of, you know, a variety of different categories, but the Academia Music Awards. They sent me an email and says, Garrett, guess what? Your album, Blonde Jesus, has been picked for the best rock / electronica album of January for 2016. I have no idea how that happened, but my album is getting some critical attention, which is thrilling me to no end. On top of that, my music video for Guess What? It's Christmas Time won for Best Music Video in the pop category for January. I fell out of my chair. You know, for some of the days that you think, you know, am I doing the right thing? Am I on my right path? To get that type of validation, saying not only is your album great, but we love your music video too. So here's what they said about the album. It says, well instructed by a deft complement of hard rock inclinations, Blonde Jesus marries an epic, almost oracular, I think that's how you say it, you know, they use these big words I've never heard before. Oracular vocal presence with frenzied guitar and electronic statements to produce one of the most humorous and entertaining albums of the year. That's from Academia. So Academia Music Awards, thank you for that recognition. And then for the music video for Guess What? It's Christmas Time. It says, within a dreamy Southern California landscape, Garrett Miller's Guess What? It's Christmas Time provides the perfect soundtrack for the season that appears hand-plucked from an award-winning holiday film. To that, I say, from your lips to God's ears, because I've thought that as well. So that was Friday. So I've been, that, you know, really got me a nice little pick-me-up along the way on Friday. Then Saturday comes along, and you know my music has been doing really well on the hottest new artist charts of late. That's an indie top 40 network. They play indie artist top 40 music and that type of thing, and they have embraced me like no other. And by doing so, people from around the country and around the world are chiming in. Their top 10 lists, which are put out monthly, are based on social media comments like We Love Sweat and Testify. I'll talk about that. It's based on the number of on-demand plays. And then on Thursday and Saturday, they do basically, you know, thumbs up like American Idol. The more thumbs up you get, the more votes you get, and the more votes you get, the higher your songs rank on their charts. Okay? Makes perfect sense, right? So back in October, they contacted me and says, we're going to start playing Guess or the Witch Sisters Halloween. And I said, this is fantastic. And as my fantastic luck would have it, at the end of October, they sent me a note and says, Garrett, you're not going to believe this, but Witch Sisters Halloween is the number one song on our network right now. And I fell out of my chair. They posted it. I've got the screenshot. I've got proof. They sent me a letter, the whole thing. And I said, well, this is great. And they said, well, what else are you promoting? And I said, well, I've got Gay Wedding and I've got Sweat and Testify. And I said, okay, you know, submit it to us and we'll, you know, we'll put it out there. So I sent them the music in, you know, first part of November. And the next thing I know, last month for the month of December, well, you know, it's always a month after the fact. So for, you know, in December, which is really November's rankings, they sent me a note and says, okay, I don't know what you're doing, but, you know, everybody's drinking the Garrett Miller Blonde Jesus Kool-Aid because Sweat and Testify debuts at number one, Gay Wedding debuts at number 2, and our former number 1 song, Which Sister's Halloween, drops to number 3. So I had the top 3 songs. And I'm thinking, okay, this is great, but it's not going to get any better than this. So then I started playing the Christmas song. So I've been, waiting with bated breath because everybody's been telling me, we're requesting the song, we're playing it on demand, we're giving the thumbs up, we want to see this go number 1 too. So I was like, okay, let's see what happens here. And then they sent me the charts on Saturday for December. So again, the January rankings, you can go to hottestnewartist.com and take a look. So here's the deal. Guess What It's Christmas Time did not debut at number 1. So I was hoping that would be the case. I might have some carryover that helps it. I don't know. I can't imagine a Christmas song being in the top 10 for February, but I'll get to that in a second. So here's the top I'll give you the top 10. I'm in the top 4. 4 of the top 4 songs. Number 1 for a second month in a row, Sweat and Testify by me. Number 2, Gay Wedding by me. Number 3, debuts at number 3, Guess What, It's Christmas Time. And then number 4, slipping from number 3, Which Sister's Halloween. So clear into January of 2016, a Halloween song is still on the top 4 because you are requesting it, you are playing it on demand, and you're telling them on social media you still love hearing this. This is crazy. So between you and me and a lamppost, we need to stop campaigning for Which Sister's Halloween. Just let that go away till next year. Same for Guess What, It's Christmas Time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But now it's like, now that Sweat and Testify has been number 1, Gay Wedding's been number 2, I'm kind of selfishly hoping that we can still campaign for these songs and you'll still want to hear them, because I'm going to tell you something really cool that we're going to play later this week. I've got a remix back that is going to be the official single release for Sweat and Testify that will be going out at the end of January. It's probably going to be the first part of February. I'm just working out the timing and the details of this. But the remix was done by a DJ out of Norway. So if you like the album cut that you've been listening to on Hottest New Artists, you've been listening to on the CD, you've been listening to on Spotify, you've been listening to however you listen to your music. Hopefully you've purchased it. Thank you if you've done that. The mix that you hear there is absolutely fantastic and cool. The mix that we're going to release almost changes the song completely, but it is still a fun song. And I'm told by my record label that if I want radio airplay on mainstream radio, this is the mix that's going to do it. And I said, okay, then I'm rolling the dice. I'm putting my faith in you, and thank you very much. So if you get a chance to go to Hottest New Artist and give me a thumbs up on a Saturday or a Thursday, that's cool. Right now I'm in the top 4 slots. And you can, if you want to vote for all, if you want to still vote for the Christmas song and the Halloween song, that's fine. But I will tell you, let those go. So again, Sweat and Testify is number 1, Gay Wedding's 2, Guess What, It's Christmas Time is 3, Which Sisters is 4. Then Runnin' by Rachel London. Rachel's been on the show. She's been on the Friday Night Dance Party. She's hanging in there at number 5. Her song has been floating in the top 10 for, 6 months now. It's been doing great on their charts. She's also number 1 all over Europe with Runnin' right now as well. Then we've got Jasmine Crow in the 6th and 7th spot with Skeleton and Black Widow. I love both of those tracks. And we're going to have Jasmine on the show. Let's see if I can... Dun, 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 dun. We're going to have Jasmine Crow on the show February 19th on the Friday Night Dance Party, and we're going to be spotlighting her music. Then a country band called Rhythm for Boots out of Austria. They're an Austrian band. I've actually approached them too. We're working on some dates. Country band out of Austria, and they're really good. Their song Still Like Boys is number 8, followed by a song by Casey Weston called Crazy Games, and then Rhythm for Boots again in the top 10 with Oh My Badness. So that's how the top 10 looks for January 2016 with Hottest New Artists. Thank you very much, Hottest New Artists, for including me on that. So we had that. Okay, so that was Saturday. So Friday I get the award for the album. Saturday I get the news on the charts. How cool is that? What more excitement could I have? Well, I went to the Southern California Writers Association and got a chance to hang out with a bunch of very talented writers who have been guests on the show, talking about their books, but we're also going to be doing some marketing and branding for them on the show here in the coming months. We're working out the details now, but I'm very excited about that. So, again, where does it go from here? How does the weekend get any better? Here's how it gets better, folks. I was invited by Mr. Rick Giannatos. You remember, we just had Sherry Payne on the show on Friday night, on the Friday night dance party. Sherry Payne, you know, the lead singer of The Supremes from 1973 to 1977. So Rick was on with Sherry talking about her new play called A Lady in Waiting that sold out, debuts in Los Angeles at the end of January. They've even extended it an additional week. That is now sold out. But Rick says, hey, come up to West Hollywood on Sunday night. We're going to be holding what's called the Disco Tea Dance. I don't know what that is, but I said, that sounds like fun. And so I went, and I got to meet just a whole host of folks. Now, a couple of folks that I've actually seen and met before, Cynthia Manley. We play her music here on the Friday Night Dance Party often. Love Cynthia. But we had just a whole host of folks that we were able to, you know, visit with and meet, including Mr. Bob Etsy. You know Bob, and you say, well, that name might sound familiar. He's worked with some of these artists in the past named Barbara Streisand and Donna Summer and people like that. So Bob and I are talking about disco music and the possibility of working together. So I'm excited about that. So that was Sunday. And then last night. Last night was the night to, I would say end all nights, but, you know, I live here. If you're listening around the country, if I tell you where I live in Huntington Beach, that will mean nothing to you geographically unless you live here. And then you go like, oh, that's really far from L.A. It's about 45 miles, not a big deal. But I'm up in Hollywood all the time. I meet Hollywood stars all the time. I'm friends with stars all the time. And, you know, people that, you know, you see on TV and movies, I go to lunch, I go to dinner with them, we hang out, we correspond, we talk on the phone. I see them all the time. So nothing really phases me anymore because everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time. Everybody's trying to pay rent. Everybody's trying to do whatever. So the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous only looks good with Robin Leach when he's doing the program of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Okay, the rest of the time it's, you know, people – it's a job. You know, it might look great on Entertainment Tonight, but it's a J-O-B. So who did I meet last night? Well, I was invited to go to Mr. Terry Ray. Terry Ray is a very funny comic, very funny actor, writer, producer, and he has a new web series that is getting ready to hit called My Sister is So Gay. It's a comedy. It's directed by Mr. Sam Ervin. Sam has been on the show before. Stars Tilkey Jones. If you don't know who Tilkey Jones is, just Google his name, T-I-L-K-Y Jones, Tilkey Jones. You're like, that's a tall drink of water. And the creme de la creme. So I've met all these people, you know, and they're all wonderful and they're all nice. But who do I get a chance to meet? Lonnie Anderson. Lonnie Anderson from WKRP in Cincinnati. Lonnie Anderson from Smoking the Bandit. Lonnie Anderson from Stroker Ace. Lonnie Anderson from all of the Lonnie Anderson things that she's ever been in, including Melrose Place and so, so much more. She's a star of this web series. Steals the show. So I get a chance to go up to Flaming Saddles, which is a bar up in West Hollywood, and they had the whole place reserved and blocked out for the celebration. And I'm one that says, you know, I do have the big boy camera. If you'd like some, you know, pictures that don't look like they've been taken from an iPhone, and no disrespect to anybody who has an iPhone, but generally the pictures look like crap. With my big boy camera, you get pictures more often than not, statistically, that are really, you know, quite good. I wish I could take more credit for it, but, you know, the cameras nowadays, the digital SLRs, they're really point and shoot, and they're autofocus and auto everything. So you just have to go and basically point it and, you know, hope that the pointing is good. So that's my credit as a photographer. So, and I took 200 or 300 pictures and posted them online, and it's all great. But my big takeaway was getting to meet Miss Lonnie Anderson and getting my picture taken with her last night. She could not have been more gracious and been just so sweet and personable and fantastic. And not just with me, but with every single person there. If you are looking for a model of what outstanding star behavior is when you're in the public eye, she exemplifies that in the best ways possible, because this one was absolutely, absolutely fantastic. And I was a little verklempt getting a chance to meet her yesterday. Those pictures are up on my Facebook page, so if you want to go take a look at those, you are welcome to do so. Leave a nice comment along the way. If you want to share any of them, please do so as well. You can do that. I tell you, you know. But other fans, you know, that were there, just an outstanding experience. I think even the stars that were there, they were a little bit, it's Lonnie Anderson. Can you hurry up and get my picture before she leaves? So other folks, you know, we were all, you know, a little starstruck with the legend. But we had Michael Vaccaro there from Child of the 70s. Of course, Terry Ray was there. We had, just Sheena Metal was there. We had Michael Hennessy was there, Paul Belsito, Stephen Roach, his husband, Wendy Michaels, star of the show, the show's sponsors, Doug Jacobson, Burt Gallagher, one of my favorites, Suzanne Wong, who I've studied under. She was there. Richard Halpern, Susan Olsen, who played Cindy Brady, she was there as well. Jeff Bazane, you know, so it was just a whole host of fascinating, fun, wonderful, wonderful people. Tom Pardo, I can keep going on and on, but it's not an Oscars acceptance speech, and I'm getting hooked. So with that, go check out those pictures. We had such a great time, and I cannot wait to have you back tomorrow night. Again, reminder for you that with Rebecca Fisk, intuitive psychic, she'll be taking your calls, and if you'd like to get your call answered, call in early so I can let you in the call queue. Just, you know, it's the secret between you and me. Call in at 6:45 and say, I was listening to you last night. Put me on. So I can get you snuck in, because we really do get about 200-300 calls every time Rebecca's on, and we get to like 10 of the calls. So if you want your call answered, that's your little secret from me to you, and it will be a pleasure to put you on. With that, folks, I'm going to play a little Sweat and Testify. Number one for a second month in a row. That means 8 straight weeks at number one with Sweat and Testify featuring Deborah Wilson from Mad TV, also in My Sister Is So Gay, that web series premiere last night. Go check it out. We will see you live tomorrow on Tuesday with Rebecca, and it's my pleasure to have you here. Again, thanks to Mr. Peter Morgan for connecting Hugh Heisel to me, and I can't wait to have Hugh back. What a charming gentleman that is. I could talk to him for hours, and hopefully I'll get to go to New York, and we'll go and have like a slice of pizza or pie or whatever they eat in New York, and we'll be doing it in that bad and warmer weather. Here's Sweat and Testify by yours truly. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Slapping your lips like your house is on fire. I can't save you like a Sunday school choir. Saying too much like an auctioneer shan't. Sirens are here to put out your rant.
and that includes you.
That includes you.
Stop crying like a baby and acting a fool.
Acting like a fool.
Have faith in yourself and it'll come quick.
It'll come real quick, real quick.
Move to the floor, start shaking your hips.
Start shaking your hips.
Just
wait.
You go, girl.
Come on,
just
get
it.
Wipe your brow and scream out.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.